Oscar ballots go into the mail today, which can mean only one thing: the start of the annual Academy Awards Derby. Who will win, who will lose, and who will take home the coveted Best Picture prize? NPR's entertainment correspondent Kim Masters joins us at NPR West to talk about some of the contenders. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Let's start this conversation with a clip from Dreamgirls, which is a movie that has barely come out and is already getting a lot of buzz for Best Picture.
But you can fake your way to the top, round and around.
Try that part right there, baby.
Round and around.
Fake your way to the top.
Round and around.
Yeah, you got right in there, didn't you, sweetheart?
You can fake your way to the top.
Round and around.
Now, that's Eddie Murphy and Jennifer Hudson.
Yes, Eddie Murphy doing his own singing. I think we'll see a lot of nominations for Dreamgirls, including one for Eddie Murphy in the supporting actor category and one for Jennifer Hudson, the loser on American Idol, who is considered almost a sure thing for Best Supporting Actress.
What other pictures are likely to make it to the top?
This year, I think we'll see three nominations that we can kind of be sure of. That would be Dreamgirls, The Queen, and The Departed. Other than that, there is just a group of movies vying for the last two slots, assuming I'm right about the first part. Babel, Little Miss Sunshine, United 93, Letters from Iwo Jima, Little Children. And, you know, any of these movies could get nominated. Any of these movies could even win. And it's just very unusual for things to be this much up in the air at this point.
Let's spend a couple of minutes with the other big awards. Best Actress, Helen Mirren, playing Queen Elizabeth II. Is that a lock?
I think Helen Mirren is as close to a lock as you can be. We'll probably see maybe a Kate Winslet for Little Children or Judi Dench for Notes on a Scandal. Certainly Meryl Streep for The Devil Wears Prada. But Helen Mirren seems to be marching to victory.
In The Queen.
In The Queen.
How nice to see you again, Mr. Blair. Have we shown you how to start a nuclear war yet?
No.
Oh, first thing we do, apparently. Then we take away your passport and spend the rest of the time sending you around the world.
So that's Helen Mirren as Elizabeth II with her new Prime Minister, Tony Blair.
Best Actor?
Well, you know, it's funny. One of my favorite Oscar pundits always says that they should call these categories in recent years the best celebrity impersonation, because just as we have Helen Mirren channeling Elizabeth as the Queen, we have Forrest Whitaker, who pretty much is Idi Amin in The Last King of Scotland.
I can't think! I can't sleep! Look at this! The British newspapers say I am a madman. The American newspapers say I am a cannibal.
Really, I saw this movie. It's a really remarkable performance.
He is not alone, though, in contention for the Best Actor prize. There's Will Smith, very popular person in Hollywood with The Pursuit of Happiness. I'm kind of thinking Peter O'Toole might jump up. He's in a movie called Venus, and a lot of people in the Academy are sort of older white men, and Peter O'Toole is certainly one of those, and they'll like seeing him in this somewhat romantic role. And, of course, Leo DiCaprio, who's up against himself in the Golden Globe contest for the movies The Departed and Blood Diamond.
Well, let's finish by turning to Best Director.
Well, in that category, we have a probable favorite in Martin Scorsese. He is, for The Departed, of course, he's been called many times, but he has never been chosen. He still has some tough competition. There's Clint Eastwood, probably, Bill Condon for Dreamgirls, maybe Paul Greengrass for United 93. I think a lot of Academy members might not have wanted to watch the movie, but they may acknowledge him by nominating him.
Kim, we'll check back with you in late January when Oscar nominations are announced. Thanks very much.
Thanks, I'll be here.
NPR entertainment correspondent Kim Masters.